Lesson 50.
Excuses.
Behave. Misbehave. Discipline.
Number 824. He isn't that bad.
Number 825. That's understandable.
Number 826. He's only a child.
Number 827. You are not able to use that excuse today.
Number 828. You can't make excuses for him forever.
What are we going to do with Ali?
What do you mean, dear? He's only 6.
He'll be 7 in a few weeks. It's time to think about his future.
Oh, dear.
You spoil him, Zahra.
And you're too strict. You're always criticizing him.
Because he never behaves. Why can't Ali be more like Hussein?
But, dear, they're different people. They'll never behave the same way.
We take him to the fair, and what does he do? He runs away.
He's a very independent child.
I'll never understand him. What an imagination. He thinks ice cream vendors are secret agents. He talks to animals and toys.
All children are like that, dear.
No, Zahra, all children are not like that. You can't make excuses for him forever. Last year, he misbehaved because he didn't understand English. This year, you won't be able to use that excuse.
Then we'll have to find a school for children like Ali.
Where will you find a school for stubborn children with bad manners? He won't listen to anybody.
He's not stubborn. He's independent. But don't worry. I'll look for a school for creative children.
Won't you ever believe me? The boy needs discipline.
Let me try, Simon. Maybe I can find the right school.
All right, Zahra. But next year, back in Iran, things will be different.
Be patient, dear. Ali will make you proud one day.
Where is Ali now?
Watching TV.
Are you sure? It's very quiet in there.